everybody. Welcome to another episode of Find Your Model Health, the official podcast for those looking to optimize their long-term health and weight goals and understand how their body really works. I am your host. I am Shemaine Linney. I am a certified nutritional therapist, integrative health practitioner, iridologist, and biohacker. And I'm very happy to have you back with me for another piece of your day. I hope you're all really well. It's April now and spring is fast approaching, thankfully. In this episode, we're looking at my third favorite amino acid, which is proline, and is an amino acid that most people don't understand or even know about. So we're going to get into it, but before I go on, I must remind you that the information in these podcast episodes is for informational purposes only and not to be taken as medical advice. Please consult your health practitioner before making any lifestyle changes. Okay, so proline, my third favorite amino acid. Proline is so important, but it's not as commonly known as glycine, which was last week's conversation, or taurine. Taurine probably less known than glycine, but proline, most people have not heard of proline. And it's important to understand these different amino acids because you can tie it very much into your nutrition and the results you're after. So proline is an amino acid. It's a type of amino acid, and it's often referred to as a non-essential amino acid. Now, amino acids, just to refresh your mind, they're the building blocks of protein. They basically make up protein, and protein makes up the majority of your body along with water and collagen. So this non-essential amino acid is considered such because we can synthesize some of it on our own, unlike other amino acids that we would consider to be essential that we have to obtain from our diet. For example, like glutamate can be used to synthesize proline in the body, but if you're getting it directly from food sources, it can be useful to boost your proline levels. So the main roles of proline include everything from helping collagen formation to regenerating cartilage. So yeah, I did just say that if you're taking collagen for the and collagen does have proline in it, but you can take extra proline to encourage the workings of the collagen you're taking. So collagen, many people are taking for anti-aging, skin, hair, nails, joint health, bone health. Like collagen is involved in every cell in the body, and taking proline can encourage that activity. But proline, helping with collagen, it can help regenerate cartilage. It can help to form connective tissue, can help repair skin damage, wound healing, even healing of the gastrointestinal lining. So what we hear of IBS or irritable bowel syndrome, any sort of gastric inflammatory disorder, leaky gut, proline can be very beneficial there, along with collagen and all the other amino acids. And proline can help with joint health specifically. So the structure of proline is unique because it's the only proteogenic amino acid. This literally means it's a type that biosynthetically forms proteins. So not only does it help with building proteins, but it also has a role as a catalyst in many of the other organic protein reactions, kind of like what we mentioned with helping collagen work better. So when we look at the collagen, one of the reasons that proline is so important is because along with the amino acid glycine, which we looked at last week, which is my number one amino acid, proline is involved in the synthesis of collagen along with glycine. So proline is converted into hydroxylysine and hydroxyproline in order to help form collagen. I know there was a lot of studies done out of Germany on the importance of proline and hydroxyproline in refining certain collagen peptides for specific activities in the body. But proline is found in most of our generic collagens that we get. And when I say generic, most of the ones I would recommend or people go for, which would be hydrolyzed collagen peptides, you'll see that there is proline in that. And collagen is the most abundant protein found in the human body. And it is the main protein that forms connective tissue. So collagen being very important, and protein is a key player in that. Most people have heard of collagen. Like I mentioned in last week's conversation, there's some naysayers out there. Collagen doesn't work. It's ineffective. It's not bioavailable. That's not accurate. When you look at the science, we can see collagen is very efficacious and the results can be outstanding, especially when taking collagen in the long term. Now, proline amino acids, they make up about 15% of collagen. So that would be proline, then glycine, hydroxyproline. All of them combined are about 50% of the total amino acid content in collagen. So you will get them again in collagen, but you can also take extras. Like I take extra glycine. I don't take extra proline because I get a good amount of proline in my diet, but I do take extra glycine for the anti-aging and anti-benefit or anti-aging and anti-inflammatory effects. But with proline's help, our bodies can build enough collagen to support our overall health. Again, collagen is found pretty much everywhere inside your body, including in your bones, which is super important, especially as we get older. And then this can help to not only build up the collagen, but help the collagen form and have its specific benefits for different parts of the body. The research out of Germany, from what I understand, was used to specifically isolate proline and specific types of collagen peptides so that they could target skin health specifically. And there was a company, if I remember their name correctly, it was Gilema. And they were doing a lot of the research out of Germany, and I believe they also were producing as well. So I'll have to look that up. I'm pretty sure it was Gilema. And they had some research as well on the benefits of different peptides for repairing joints and cartilage and tendons. It was quite interesting. So the benefits of proline, not only for supporting collagen and all the essential activities that collagen has in the body, proline also can help wounds heal faster. So not just helping with the healing in itself, but the speed that we heal can also help, like I mentioned, with the healing of the gastrointestinal tract. If we were to go down that rabbit hole, that would also lead us to improving digestive health and even improving liver and gallbladder function. Proline has been shown to help with joint pain specifically. A lot of people, especially as they get older, a lot of aches and pains there. And what we see is that proline can help not only with the joint health, but it can help with the pain there too. Proline has also been shown to help, but one of the biggest risks or health risks that a lot of us face nowadays, especially in these first world countries, I've spoken about cardiovascular issues being one of the leading causes of death, especially in women as we age. Now, proline has been shown to support the cardiovascular system. Of course, many of us know there's certain practices we can do to improve our cardiovascular health, walking, other forms of cardiovascular exercise, dancing, running, Stairmaster, even heat therapy, heat shock proteins can help improve cardiovascular health. But protein has been shown to help protect the heart and the arterial walls by preventing fat from accumulating in the bloodstream and by controlling blood pressure. Now, if we weren't going to supplement specifically with proline, we could still loop this back to having adequate protein in your diet to help with these different aspects of optimizing health. So protein being very important, regardless if you're isolating the amino acids or not. Amino acids are needed to form the tissue that constructs your blood vessels, your arteries, even your capillaries. So making sure that you're getting adequate protein or amino acids in your diet has been shown to be beneficial for reducing cardiovascular disease and even arteriosclerosis risk, which would be that thickening or hardening of the arteries that we hear so much about, and obviously we don't want that. Proline also has been shown to contribute to healthy metabolism, and like its other brothers or sisters, whatever you want to refer them to, taurine and glycine, has been shown to be very beneficial for reducing inflammation, and inflammation being the foundation of many health issues and illnesses and disease outcomes. So inflammation, I think, should be at the forefront of most people's mind. Like, you, when you take on any sort of health journey, whether or not it's to optimize your health or recover from a disease or even lose weight, you want to make sure that you're addressing inflammation first. That is key. If you, inflammation is the basis. Like, if you don't address inflammation, you're only half doing the job, not even half. But when it comes to metabolism, proline plays a beneficial role in metabolic functions and synthesis of other compounds. It can act as a signaling molecule and a sensor for cellular energy status, meaning that it can help modulate your mitochondrial function. And as many of us know, mitochondria is, we need our mitochondria to be optimal if we're to have a good metabolism. We're going to be creating energy adequately and in the correct amounts that our body needs, but also to have that ripple effect throughout the body that's also going to help with healing and regeneration and apoptosis and autophagy and gene expression and all that other stuff that we hear about that is important for making sure that we're a whole system of health, not just one part, not just the other, the whole system. So healthy metabolism is addressing the whole system, and it can also help us with recovering from stress as well. There's a lot of research, and it's still mounting. There's a lot of research and a lot of PhDs, scientists, health practitioners are aware of and talk about the importance of protein for many aspects of health, not just for building muscle. We really need to get past the idea that we only take protein or monitor our protein if we're trying to build muscle or we're going to the gym or if we're working out. That is not true. That literally couldn't be further from the truth. There's so many benefits of protein, from mental health to digestive health to encouraging hydrochloric acid production. But there's mounting loads and loads of research showing us that a high protein diet does increase the metabolism because of its thermogenic effect, but also the energy required to digest it as well. And its satiety factor, protein, a high protein diet increases metabolism and has been shown to be quite beneficial for fat loss. People who eat higher protein diets do seem to lose a lot more body fat than their counterparts who are not consuming adequate amounts of protein, not to mention all the other health importances of consuming protein. So then the other beneficial effects of protein, not just in regards to metabolism, but proline, just like taurine in the first conversation on these amino acids, can help with energy output or performance during your activity, whatever that is. It doesn't have to be weightlifting, but it can help with your power output or your energy output. Proline has also been shown to improve the body's use of antioxidants by facilitating the process of constructing healthy cells from DNA and RNA. So proline specifically is involved in DNA. Proline has been shown to support phase two of liver detoxification. Most people don't know, and I've spoken about this a lot, but most people don't know that amino acids, collagen, these are the backbones of our immune system, our digestive system, and our detoxification system. Like, I can't stress enough the importance of protein, and I did two specific podcast episodes on the importance of protein about a year ago, and I went into great depth on all the different benefits. But if you consider the majority of your body is made up of protein or amino acids or collagen, whatever, the same thing, whatever way you want to refer to it, and water and minerals, then that should really drive home the idea. Like, if I'm to be my best me, I need to prioritize protein and water and minerals. Yes, everything else is important, but the majority of your body is made up of these. There was a 2017 study conducted on rats that found that when the rats experienced inflammation, oxidative stress, and changes in their metabolism or their energy parameters, in parts of their brains, what they saw was when they administered proline, they were able to prevent some of the harmful effects of the systemic inflammation. This study is in PubMed. It's titled "A Possible Anti-Inflammatory Effect of Proline in the Brain Cortex and Cerebellum of Rats." Now, I have spoken about inflammation till I'm blue in the face and the downstream effects that it has. And I'm a big believer that if we can stack conditions in our favor all the time to offset inflammation and the damaging effects and the gene alterations that we can experience and even the cellular damage we experience throughout our days, if we can stack our conditions in our favors with different practices and protocols, then why wouldn't we do this? And the research does show that not just proline, but all the amino acids do have beneficial effects for inflammation and reducing inflammation. So in summary, for the benefits of proline, we've got the hair, skin, and nails. We've got it can help with bone formation, joint formation, cartilage, joint pain, regeneration of cartilage, forming connective tissue, repairing skin damage and wounds, helping with the beautification of hair, skin, and nails, can support the cardiovascular system, contributes to healthy metabolism, and is great for inflammation. So where do we get our proline? Well, you can buy isolated forms of proline. You can also just get a good hydrolyzed collagen peptide. You can get proline in bone broth and gelatin. You can also get proline in most animal products, obviously meats, organ meats, liver is a good source, grass-fed beef, pasture-raised chickens, pasture-raised turkeys, wild-caught fish, eggshell membranes, any sort of animal product or high-protein food is going to have proline in it. The easiest thing for most of my clients is going to be hydrolyzed collagen peptide, a good protein isolated powder, gelatin, bone broth, and then our meat sources. It's not too hard to get this at all, especially if you're supplementing with a collagen supplement. So proline would be my number three. Between the three of them, glycine is my favorite, and then it would be taurine, because I'm very much focused on gallbladder health and bile production. That literally runs in my family, so I have to be cognizant of that. And then proline would be the next amino acid that I would consider for optimizing my health and body outcomes. So this one is a little bit shorter than the other two episodes, but I hope you found it just as informative. Even if you don't isolate or buy a singular supplement that's just glycine or just proline, I hope this enlightens you on the importance of not just protein, but even getting collagen into your diet regularly. A lot of people are not going to eat nose to tail. And with inflation the way it is now, people are careful with what they buy. But if you get a good collagen supplement, like you can get a large 1 kilogram tub of Organica at Costco, and when it's on sale, that's $40. That tub will last you a couple of months. So that's quite affordable, and that's a great addition to your diet, because the benefits of these amino acids are astounding, and the research just keeps coming out and out and out. So I hope that these conversations around these specific nutrients are helpful to you, but mostly trying to break that stigma of protein is only for gym rats or only for people who want to build muscle or exercise. That's so wrong. You have to shake that notion. Protein is essential in your body. Your body can't make its own protein. It will catabolize its own protein. It'll break down its own protein if you're not getting enough protein in your diet. And that's the last thing you want. You do not want to be breaking down your own protein or muscles or going catabolic. So hopefully you found this insightful. I would love to hear your opinion. I always love feedback. You can reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram under Shemaine's Model Health, and the same as my website, shemainesmodelhealth.com. Please share with anyone that you feel would benefit from this information. Younger people for sure are definitely interested in protein nowadays, especially young boys going to the gym. So feel free to share this. Please give me a like and subscribe if you feel I deserve it. I very much appreciate it. And I will chat to you guys soon. Have a great day.